Come, my dear heart's delight, let us joyfully welcome the spring that yearly doth lovers invite to hear the sweet nightingale sing. We hand in hand will walk together and mind the green trees, how they bud. We now may expect summer weather and hear the sweet charms of the wood. We'll walk forth into the green forest and see the young fawns, how they skip. And every 8 furlongs we travel, I'll kiss thy most delicate lip. Like rubies they seem to my fancy, and corals they clearly outvie. We'll gather up herbs for a tansy to feast my dear lover and I. No citizens e'er shall exceed us, though in gallantry they do surpass. Our fancies with pleasure doth feed us, and we never wear paint on face. But what good dame nature hath spared us, therewith we are fully content. And for marriage our years have prepared us, to be wedded it is our intent. But Flora, methinks I have tarried a long and a tedious while. 'Tis surely high time to be married. Come, Flora, come, lend me a smile. Yea, give me a promise and seal it with a wafer that grows on thy lip. Though I have a wound, thou canst heal it, and together we nectar will sip. Well, since thou art warmed with desire, I'll tell thee my joy and my sweet. Methinks I do feel the same fire. We'll go and old Hymen will meet, who between us shall cause such a union, no mischief shall ever divide. No shepherd e'er found such a true one as I'll be when once I am tied. These words, my dear Flora, do win me. Come, let us make haste and away. Methinks there is something within me that tells me too long we do stay. Oh, come, let us go and be married. I long in thy bosom to sleep. This motion must not be miscarried, yet needs must make haste to my sheep.